Hey, welcome back to our Ike Google Hangout. Could be ninth. I've lost count. Anyway, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you for joining me again. It's good to have you. Today, what I wanted to do was actually recap on what we've talked about in these first nine Google Hangouts. So we're going to cut across to my presentation yet again. I hope you're liking these, and I hope that they help you to actually understand what I'm talking about. So today is recap day, and we're just going to go from there. What we're going to talk about, what's similar about health across all ages, why do our bodies degenerate? The most important medical discovery, medical, sorry, cellular, say that fast 10 times if you can, cellular nutrition and antioxidants, ideal eating, low risk and Eastern diet and hydration, quality nutritional supplements, exercise, and what is lifestyle? Now, I don't know if you've noticed in the background of this page, those red discs. Now, have you any idea what they might be? Have you even thought about what they might be? Well, they're actually blood cells, healthy red blood cells. How awesome do they look? And that's why I put that in the back of this series as a backdrop for some of the slides. So let's have a look at this first one. So the similarity across all age groups is degeneration. From the day we're born, we might grow up and we might have things happen to us. Some of them we can recover from, others, well, anyway, some of them we can recover from, but from the day we're born, our cells start to degenerate. And so, why is that? Well, it's lifestyle, it's the foods we eat, it's our health system, and most of all, it's free radicals. The most important medical discovery of the last half century concerns free radicals. Now, here's a list of the top eight of those 60 that have been linked to free radicals: cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes. There's a lot of them. But how does free radicals work? Well, the sun, the stress, toxins, pollution, all these things bombard our cells on a daily basis and create an unstable cell, unstable electron, where within a molecule, and that will just ping off, and you'll be left with a free radical because it'll be an unbalanced, unbalanced molecule. So, to rebalance that molecule, we need to introduce antioxidants. Antioxidants can be found in, well, they can be found in a lot of fruits, but the fruits have to be organic, they have to be non-GMO, they have to be well looked after, they have to be presented on your table pretty quickly after they're picked. So really, if you can grow them yourself, you're doing really well. This is the way to eat. But of course, we can't grow everything ourselves. We can't have fish, we can't have, an abundant supply of fish and fruits and veggies all year round. So it's not always that simple. But by bringing antioxidants, and sometimes through supplementation, we can do, well, all the time through supplementation, but we need to do it sometimes through supplementation because, as I said, we can't just eat that perfect diet. So we stabilize out those electrons. The ideal eating. So what is the ideal eating? It's not, it's eating the alkaline diet. It's having a low GI food, the where the foods that we're eating don't have these spikes in GI. It's about eating the anti-inflammatory foods of Dr. Weil's anti-inflammatory food pyramid. And all of these foods are in that like zone. And you can see that like button, just like you can like our Facebook page. Of course, we're not going to be able to eat all of those things all of the time, but that's the ideal diet. Just as this Eastern diet is the ideal diet, where we're eating a higher proportion of veggies, grains, and fruits than we are meats, in fact, more fish than meat and dairy. And of course, don't forget, hydration is critical. Remember, in the low-risk Eastern diet, these people were from Eastern villages, East Asian villages, where they were living to the age of over 100 years. So this diet was proving to be very successful. Quality nutritionals are important. Antioxidants, calcium, magnesium. Our body needs 53 nutrients a day. And if you want to try and eat your way through those nutrients, that'd be about 22,000 calories, thank you very much. Or maybe, if you're lucky, $33 a day. So, exercise. We spoke about exercise in the past. We talked about how exercise is important for the brain. It's a great antidepressant. It's important for all ages. And remember, the benefits of exercise are unbelievable. It's not about getting your weight down, though, because if you're doing it for weight, then your diet is probably wrong. And we'll come back to that previous slide. But make sure you're having fun, right? Because exercise is intended to be fun. So don't forget, exercise is fun. Don't want me to come and box you out, do you? But the other thing I want to say to you is, when I was younger, I used to go out on the football field and try and kick balls around, because I'm from Australia, so we used to play Australian rules. And if you've ever seen that ball, it's a bit like a gridiron ball, and it comes flying at you from like miles away, and without my glasses on, I couldn't see that thing coming until it smacked me in the face. Now, that was no fun. I gave up on playing Aussie rules pretty quickly. And, of course, I couldn't play soccer either, because that meant I had to have my glasses off, because I didn't want to get bumped and have my glasses smashed. So I had to find a different sport. Now, it's not boxing like it is today. It wasn't running then. It was actually swimming. And so I got into swimming. So I became a great swimmer when I was younger. Still swim now and I love it. Not so big on the chlorine. That's not a big part of what I like about swimming. But now I love running, and I get into a bit of triathlon as well, a bit of swimming and running is good, and swimming and running and cycling. I haven't quite got back to that yet, but that is the ideal for me. That's where I really want to be at. So I'm just going to remind you, do something. 5K run. Get out there and exercise. Make exercise a fun part of what you do. Yeah? So it's got to be fun. You've got to enjoy it so you keep doing it. So I'm just going to go back to that slide, shot again, and we'll keep going through a little bit more. So exercise, make it part of your life, make sure it's fun, make sure you get into a team, make sure you get into a group of people more than a team necessarily, a group where they are encouraging you to go along every day or how often as they meet. And I don't necessarily encourage you to exercise every day. Have a day off so that your body can recover. Remember, lifestyle. There's a lot of factors to lifestyle, and I think gratitude and choosing to be in a good mood are important factors. And like Richard Branson says, life is about everything. It's not about work and play. It's all living. So remember, make sure that you're living. Yeah? Make sure you're living. And as our previous slide showed, come and join us. Like us on Facebook. Health and lifestyle, live still, which live still is a Scandinavian word for lifestyle. So come and join us. Come and like the page. Come and be part of the community. And be there. Enjoyed having you with me. Make sure until we meet again that your health is good, that you look after yourself, that you are a champion for change in your own life, and a champion for change then in other people's lives. It's been great talking with you. Look forward to talking with you again. Make sure you stay in good health, eat well, exercise, appreciate, and just live life to its full, because it is. This is the only time you get to live it. Enjoy it.